if you want to know how many times somebody goes to town, what would you say? Well, how would you go about asking them that?
I said, how many times you go to town a day, a week, a day?
Okay, suppose you want to know how many times they go to church.
I often go to church every Sunday, every other Sunday.
Okay. You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say, what do you say?
Well, I can vote for him. They want to vote.
But suppose you're not going to vote for him either. And he says, I'm not going to.
I said, I'm not going to vote for me. I'm going to vote somebody else.
All right. The part of your head just above your eyes, where you might put your hand when you're tired.
Go right to your forehead.
Okay. go to the barber and have him cut your what?
Hair.
If you haven't shaved in a week or so, where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind the ear.
Where?
Behind the ear.
Oh, okay. What if he was left-handed?
Well, just on his left ear.
Why would he do that?
Well, so he'd be handy for him to get it.
Okay. If someone is mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay, you wear a tie around your neck.
What?
You wear a tie around your neck,
yeah.
Okay? What do you call this little part of the neck right here? Right here.
That's your throat.
But what do some people call it? Sometimes it's sticking out right there.
Oh, your gristle bone, throat bone, something, you know.
Okay. Does goozle mean
yeah, goozle. Yeah.
Okay. What is an Adam's apple?
Huh?
An Adam's apple.
Adam's apple?
Uh-huh.
That's probably
your throat, too,
but your Adam's apple is your mouth, I guess.
Okay. Okay, you have the dentist look at your what?
Teeth.
He says you need to feel that.
Feel that hollow teeth, you need to feel it.
Okay. All right, now the flesh around the teeth, what's that called?
Well, the proud flesh.
The what?
Proud flesh, gum ball.
Okay. The dentist says you're taking pretty good care of your teeth, but you need to pay more attention to your what?
Cavity.
No.
Gum.
All right. What do people have when they don't have any teeth?
They have dentures, of course, false teeth.
Well, when you take your dentures out, then what do you have?
Have nothing but bad mouth.
Okay. You can hold that baby bird in the blank of your hand.
In the palm of your hand.
He got mad and doubled up both what?
Fish.
Okay. He shook his
fish
at the man who ran him off the road.
Mm-hmm.
Any place where you can bend your finger or your hand on your arm, what's that called? Any place where you can bend
joints, elbow, wrist.
No, where you can bend your finger. What?
Your joint.
Okay. The upper part of a man's body is his what? The upper part of a man's body.
That's his breast, chest.
Okay. You say he's got broad what?
Shoulders.
They measure the height of a horse in what? How do they measure the height of a horse?
They measure, it's got some kind of something, go upside it, you know.
Yep.
Still, like.
What?
You mean measure off?
Uh-huh. How do you measure how tall a horse is?
Well, I can measure with a rule, to back, side, length.
All right. You have a left and a right what?
Left and right hand, left and right foot.
Okay. The pain ran from his heel all the way up to his
head.
At the end of your leg is your what?
Feet.
You have two what?
Two feet.
Okay, I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised this little area right here.
Bruised my shin bone.
Okay.
Wonderful, whatever you call
it. All right, now this is the back part of the thighs, especially midway between the knee and the buttock.
That's your throat. That's your thighs.